The CEO of the Pebble Partnership was joined by a handful of Pebble Mine supporters and opponents in discussing the controversial project during a panel discussion Tuesday night in Dillingham. KDLG's Mike Mason was there and has the story.
The panelists were split into two sides, those who generally trust the existing permitting process for large mines in Alaska and those who generally distrust the process. Greg Anilin sits on the New Haven City Council, and he wants the process to proceed in the hope of using the Pebble Mine to foster economic development and the creation of more jobs for the villages in the Iliamna Lake area.
Right now, we don't have any. We used to have the fish that used to go up. We used to have 6 million to 15 million escapement up the Quijack. We only are offered 2 million now by the fish and game. So that industry is done. And so our economy has kind of collapsed, and there's no other economy, nobody coming into our area. So we don't have any private monies coming in. The Pebble Project has put a little hope and development in that area and providing work for the people.
Another of the participants in Tuesday night's forum was longtime state senator Rick Halford, who left the legislature in 2002. He now works part-time as a consultant for Trout Unlimited. He said development of the Pebble deposit would be one of the greatest disasters in the history of Alaska.
Opposition to the Pebble mine is probably the most important thing that you, the true stakeholders in the back of the room, because you're the ones that have got to deal with this. You're the ones, many of us will be long gone, but you will be here and you will need to deal with this. Congratulations for taking a stand, being involved. This is the greatest issue of your lifetime.
The lone representative of the Pebble Partnership to attend the forum was CEO John Shively, who stressed over and over that there is no mining plan, and he repeatedly asked for patience from the residents of the region as that plan is prepared. In his final statement of the evening, Shively said there are still many unanswered questions that must be answered before the partnership decides to move forward with the development of the Pebble deposit.
Pebble may or may not be a partial answer to the questions of the economic problems out here. I don't know that. I don't know that we have a project that works. I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced yet that we have a project that environmentally works, and I'm not convinced that we have a project that economically works. But I'm going to take the time and whatever time it takes to figure out if we do, to get the answer to that question and get the right answer.
One of the surprising bits of information put forward by Shively during Tuesday night's discussion was that the Pebble Partnership will not be submitting permit applications for the Pebble Mine in 2010. That's a change from earlier statements by some in the management structure for the partnership that they would be filing for permits later this year. Perhaps the most passionate testimony Tuesday night came from Tom Tilden, the tribal chief of the Chogyang tribe in Dillingham. He claimed that opponents of the Pebble Mine are playing against a stacked deck.
And when I say that, all I have to do is look at the top officials that are going to be issuing these permits and their backgrounds. And where did they come from? Industry. Do they come from subsistence or fishing industry? No. Mining industry.
The Pebble Partnership, which is exploring developing the Pebble deposit, was created in 2007, and it's a 50-50 partnership between Northern Dynasty Minerals and the mining giant Anglo American. Despite the widespread opposition to the mine in the Bristol Bay region, there are some very large and influential corporations invested in the partnership and ultimately in the mine. For instance, the mining giant Rio Tinto invested about $200 million by buying about 20% of Northern Dynasty shares, and the Mitsubishi Corporation has an 11% stake in Northern Dynasty. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.